And they're my name, James Brown. I was born on Diamond Island in 1932. And it's all rock. It's a small village, very small village. I know your dad. They help each other when they build a house. What they call Qagri, you know. It's where people gather. Telling stories and Eskimo dances and all that. Shack, more like a shack, I don't know. A lot of wood and rock and sod. Pretty comfortable to live in now. Four brothers. I'm the youngest in the family. My mom went blind when I was a baby, but still she raised me real good way. She does a lot of things when she used to do when she was she could see. Souls, wash the floor, sweep the floor, all that. Even make a dough, you know, bread dough, but either me or my dad would have to bake. Get ice for water and we had to look around for clear ice, you know. Sometimes we find that if not, we use snowfall water. That's my main thing, I guess, when I was small. My parents, they're old-fashioned, you know. They had no education. When one of the boys was going to school, and there wasn't enough. What Maori was, I want to go to. They said, I'm just going to go learn bad stuff. Yeah. They wouldn't let me go. I just went through elementary school, that's it. Not even 1 minute of high school. But I didn't learn much though. Talk to anything except the teachers. The only white people always be a priest and a teacher. And most of the time we speak our native language. When I was growing up, As a teenager, I'd do some hunting for mom and dad. That's our main diet, that is sea mammal. A seal, Sulu. That's in winter time. In springtime, we use boats, you know, for walrus hunting and all that. And once in a while, in fall time too, the walrus come by. And rarely, polar bears would come around to come close. When they get close enough, they would catch one, shoot it down as a rifle. And it's a little ways to go hunt from Limey, you know. Some people use dogs, few dogs too, you know, by walking, bad walk. I was a pretty young kid, you know, when my dad and with other people left Dime to go to Nome or Kotzebue or Crater. And go back before the weather gets too bad. We stayed in Rome or Kotzebue at least for 2 months and go back home. In the old days, my dad and some other people, they used to go Rome or Kotzebue to the place for summer, for trading, all that. Even to Siberia before the Iron Curtain closes. When they go to Siberia, they trade for ivory, some fur. My dad used to have tobacco and all that, pipes, smoke pipes, cigarettes, gum, the girls liked. Yeah. Some small stuff too. My dad used to buy toy cars. The toy airplane, yes, all kinds. During the Christmas season, you know, play games every night until New Year's Eve. Eskimo games, you know. Somebody do pretty good on that. Weightlifting and all that. Walk on your knees. Or raise you on your knees. Some are pretty hard. Home pulls and all that, rope drift and all. Pulling arms, you have to sit on the floor, or we'd have a rope across the room, rope tricks, what we learn. Then we would have something else going on New Year's Eve, like dancing, Eskimo dancing. I was a teenager when I first started participating in Eskimo dance. I started pretty late. My dad loves it though. He loves Eskimo dance. One time he told me and my brother, once I heard Eskimo dance, Eskimo drum, my heart lifts up. That's how much he loves Eskimo dance. Year-old when I contacted a rheumatic fever. Spent 9 months and 3 weeks in the hospital. I didn't touch the floor from July 3rd until December 23rd. And stayed in the hospital for 9 months and 3 weeks. They really put me down, you know. Ever since then, this arthritis bothers me practically all my life. Sometimes bad. I get along though. Not perfect, but I got along. I sold some, earned money for a living, that is. Koalas, polar bears, seals, sea mammals were what we hunt. I never used to use electrical tools, you know, just with all of my hand carving. We use all kinds of tools. Like we have files, hacksaw, homemade chisels, and grill. I carve figurines, bracelets, necklaces, no planning or whatever, just carving, using my head. My favorite on carving is or the bracelets, with animals on them. But the necklace, yeah, I like that too, but it takes a long, long while for me. My older brother, Carl. I learned a lot from him. Try to copy his carvings. I left Diamond for good. That's when I married my wife. Oh, let's see, 34, I think it was. She's 8 years junior. She was born at Brevik. But the family had been moved here. You
know. Tell her.
Stay here all that time. I moved here. We got to know each other for some time. You know. Probably a year or so. He to Chicago. There he's got married. I used to work, you know, doing carpentry here and there. Work for these contractors. I've been working here and now even work a little bit in Fairbanks. Old school over here, new houses up there, old houses, my old house, now there are 30 houses up there, and those new houses over here. I work a lot, many places here. Subsistence. Fishing and sales more mostly. A young group once in a while. That's our main thing to do around here. You just can't keep it dependent on around. Earning money in places like this, where three people work. When they first start speaking, they speak English. They don't know anything about native languages. The two older ones there, they do understand some.
The youngest one, you know, I taught him some carving too, all right. I didn't go back to Diamond, never moved back to Diamond. And I've been here all that time. Until the cancer got her.
Two of my grandchildren are staying with me now.
And I don't car, I've been car for a long time, I drew to my eyes. And for vision now.
So I guess you won't do it tonight.
I still do, just a little bit though. My legs are getting too weak.
Right now, here in Teller, me and my cousin Sigwin, and there's other two. The singing for the Eskimo dance, you know, for the young people. Mostly girls, that is. Mm-hmm. We hardly have any boys. Real nice for them to learn. Some do pretty good too.